One of the first entities in the United States of America dedicated to serving women and children in crisis. Since 1955, the Evangel Home located in downtown Fresno. This is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken Adams. You do such a great job putting our interview into a radio program. We appreciate it. And here we are with Heartline in Jerry Brenneman's office. Jerry is here, and we have a couple of guests today, Jerry. And these are not residents per se, but some of our favorite people that have been with us in the past, and we look forward to an upbeat. We've been clearing our throat as we get ready to go on.
It's cold weather today.
And so it's I started it, I have to admit. Anyway, make some introductions, and then we're just going to have a chat, and we'll see where this goes.
Thanks for that little bridge there of clearing our throat to the trans introductions. When you said two of our favorite people, I was already thinking these are two of my favorite people, not just here, but in the whole world.
Yeah.
Yay, Ruby. Ruby is on staff. She's the Crossroads director. And we hear a lot of people talk about applying and a lot of people in the program and some who leave the program, but it's Ruby who is in charge of that. And Susan, who is our other guest, is a graduate of the Garden, now in Community Connection, so she's living in the apartments and sees a lot of Ruby. And today she's in the kitchen, so you must be filling in for Cynthia, our cook who's on vacation.
You let Cynthia have a vacation?
She gets a vacation today. So we can bring in people like Susan, and we just keep on eating. It's a wonderful process.
Nice.
How that works.
Well, I said when Susan came in and sat down that I came in the door today, and she caught my eye, and it was, hi, like a cousin she hadn't seen in 3 years. And I just love that greeting. And I felt very welcome, Susan. Thank you so much. So what's your world like? What are your thought processes? What's day-to-day for you these days, and how's it different from before you got here?
Oh, it's a lot different than before I got here, because before I got here, I had one thing in mind, and that was, where am I going to go to get what I want? Mm-hmm. And now it's I pray in the morning, and then I just go out and I do what I need to do. And, you know, there have been times that certain things have come up from the past, you know, like my addiction and stuff that I've had to face. And, you know, they say don't let it stick in your head for more than 3 seconds. And so, and I've done really good. It's like I go, oh no. And I start praying and then it's like, bing. And I'm better again, you know, and a lot of things are different. I take the Lord with me everywhere I go now instead of just when I need him.
Have you always been cheery and upbeat?
I started out cheery and upbeat, and then it just got in my addiction. I just was like, just this dark person, you know. You would look at me now, and you would look at that person, and you'd be like, "What? That's the same person?" And you would never guess.
Yeah.
Susan, how long have you been here now? The Garden and
oh. Let's see, 9 months in the Garden, and then April will be a year that I've been in Community Connections.
So she's fairly long term, but again, that life of addiction she led is just, you know, it's a lasso always throwing around somebody, and she's got to always be vigilant. So when you say you take the Lord with you, yeah, you need him all the time to really protect you from those snares.
I was just, the thought came to mind as you were saying that, and you, Jerry, and you, Ruby, have seen a lot of people come through here. Is this thought process something that Susan's going to have to deal with the rest of her life?
Yes. Recovery is a life addiction, and you got to remember you are in recovery for the rest of your life.
Every day for the rest of your life.
Every day for the rest of your life. So, like she said, that Jesus is with her all the time. He needs to continue to be with her all the time.
And you know, Jim, really, recovery is not so different for Susan as it is for you and me. She's recovering from drugs. We're recovering from life. We want to keep walking so that Jesus is always with us. You and I have to ask him in our life every day, every second. In that way, it's no different. So he is filling up her heart and soul, and as he does that, those other things can be crowded out. You and I ask him to do the same kinds of things, that we would make the right decisions, the right choices, that he would send us the right people, that we would be his light. And Susan, I know, is asking those same kinds of prayers. But yeah, she's just always has to be vigilant. But yeah. Susan, your prayers are probably not that much different from the three of ours here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the Bible's pretty clear. Every day when I get started, it's, oh, dear God, I'm incapable and incompetent. Give me wisdom for today to make good choices. And it goes on from there. But God's wisdom, that perfect wisdom from above, has to drive our life day by day by day. And I was getting emotional a minute ago, Susan, just thinking about you are a cheery, upbeat person, and yet the enemy pulled you into a world of darkness and depression and seemingly no way out, a downward spiral that would have ended up in death and eternal damnation. That's what the enemy does to us if we let that go there. By God's grace, he has called you to a better life and pulled you up out of that darkness and depression and damnation and provided you with an eternity in the presence of the King of Kings. That's better, huh?
Yes, it is a lot better. It's I can't even find a word for it. I feel like I'm truly blessed every day that I wake up, and I thank God that I do have that, you know? Because I personally had lost somebody in their addiction, and that hit home, you know? That hit home. That could have been me.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that the case?
Yeah.
I have another performing world in my life, and someone from that world some time back had a very difficult passing, and this person was a rejecter, not just a non-believer. And people say, well, at least she's not in pain anymore. And it just breaks my heart because she's in inescapable torture for the rest of her life. And I can't.
That's cliches.
That's a difficult place to be. Anyway, moving on.
Let's see if we can stop you from being cheery.
Yeah, no. Ruby, talk about your world. What's going on in your world with the Crossroads and that wonderful world of ministry you have as God is changing women's lives?
God is still changing women's life. It was just a coincidence. I came in this morning and I had to go to the market because Cynthia is on vacation. So I had to step out of my little box for a while. So I go to Jo Janelle, who am I going to take? And she go, well, it's a young lady out there. I think she may apply for the Crossroads, so maybe you should take her and you two have a little chat as I'm driving to the market. So, you know, we had a little chat this morning.
Yeah.
So hopefully she'll apply for the program. She said a lot of things in her life. She was a little shy because
Laura?
I think it's Maria.
Oh, we have another one. I was going to say, we just interviewed Laura, so we might have been a step ahead, but no.
I think her name was Maria, and she just came Friday.
Okay.
So she was a little shy, but, you know, it was good to sit down and talk to her and let her open up a little bit. So as long as we are having people still apply and I can be a part of their changing life, is a blessing to me.
Yeah. Let's get a little more personal with Ruby. Who are you and what's your world about?
I am myself. I am really myself. I am actually so happy in this life today. New things have happened since last year, purchasing a home. starting a new beginning, and I am just curious of what the Lord is going to do for me this year.
So I have said so many times, life for the believer is such an adventure. Yeah, because really not is. Only don't you know where what's around the next corner, you don't know where the next corner is. Mm-hmm. God's just totally directing our lives. What is it? The mind of a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and her steps. And that's the way it is for us, isn't it?
Yes. And he is directing my step very well. And I just want to be in his little path and continue to follow him day by day.
Yeah.
That's my blessing.
One day at a time. Just like Susan deals with her addiction, one day at a time. We deal with living the life that glorifies God one day at a time. Because we can always have the choice of moving away. Mm-hmm. We have to make that decision one day at a time. Let's see. We got a minute or so here, Susan. What do you see down the road? Are you looking for Mr. Burns from with the fingertip tapping? What do you see down the road for you?
Well, actually, currently down the road, I see I'm getting off probation at the end of this month. With
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, ladies, applaud.
Yes, amen.
Which is a big accomplishment for me. I couldn't wait to come back and tell everybody about it. But also within this month, I'm expecting to hear back about a job. So keep me in your prayers about this job because I truly do need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my listening friend, thank you. I mean, that brings us to the next point: finding jobs to reintegrate these changed women into a productive society is crucial to life. Mm-hmm. And we need listening friends and their circle of friends, caring friends, to be part of that ministry. So maybe God's not equipped you to give. God has equipped you to pray. But maybe you know someone or are that person that could open a door for some of these women looking to change and be productive. That is such a ministry. That is such a ministry. Please consider that. Jerry, we got about 10 seconds. Any last-minute thoughts from you?
I think the job development is our 2012 goal because we want our women off welfare. We want them off drugs. We want them off of bad choices and all that. And then what?
Yeah. Listening friend, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to turn on the mic and talk about what God is doing through the ministry here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And I echo those sentiments. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline from the Evangel Home of Fresno. The Evangel Home can be found on the World Wide Web, evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Thank you once again for joining us for the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. We will talk to you next time.